Morning.
Oh, good morning. Have you come to arrange a holiday, or would you like a blowjob?
Pardon?
Ah, you've come to arrange a holiday.
Yes, that's right.
Sorry. Now, where were you thinking of going?
India.
Ah, one of our adventure holidays.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you better see Mr. Bounder about that. Mr. Bounder, this gentleman is interested in the India Overland.
Ah.
And nothing else.
Hello, I'm Bounder of Adventure.
Hello, my name's Smoke Too Much.
What?
My name's Smoke Too Much, Mr. Smoke Too Much.
Well, you'd better cut down a little then.
I'm sorry?
You'd better cut down a little then.
Oh, I see. Smoke too much, so I'd better cut down a little then.
Yes! Oh, dear. I suppose you get people making jokes about your name all the time, eh?
No, actually, it never struck me before. Smoke too much.
Anyway, about the holiday.
Yes, well, I saw your advert in the New York Times Buller section.
The what?
The Buller section.
The colour section.
Yes, that's right. I'm afraid I can't pronounce the letter B.
C.
Yes. It's all due to a trauma I suffered when I was at Columbia University. I went to Boney Island for a weekend and I was attacked by a bat.
A cat?
No, a bat.
I see. Well, couldn't you say the letter K?
Oh, yes. Khaki, Kettle, Kipling, Kuwait, King's Bollage, Bainbridge.
Well, why didn't you say the letter K instead of the letter C?
What, you mean spell Buller with a K?
Absolutely.
Colour?
Yes.
Oh, it's very good. I never thought of that before. What a silly bunt.
Now then. Now, about the holiday, Mr. Smoke.
Yes, well, I've been on package tours many times before, and so your advert really bought my eye.
Good, good. Well,
yes,
I didn't know
what. Right. What's the point of going abroad if you're just another tourist carted around in buses, surrounded by sweaty mindless hosts from Kettering and Boventry, with their bluff backs and their bardigans and their transistor radios complaining about the TO they don't make it properly, do they?
Yeah.
And stopping at Endless Majorca and Bodega selling fish and chips. And Watney's Red Barrel and Calamaris and Two Veg. And sitting in their cotton sunfrocks, squirting Timothy White sun cream all over their puffy, raw, swollen, purulent flesh because they overdid it on the first day.
Absolutely. What I recommend to you is something...
And being herded into endless Hotel Miramars and Bellevues and Bontinentals with their international luxury modern roomettes and draft Red Barrel and swimming pools full of fat German businessmen pretending to be acrobats and forming pyramids and frightening the children and barging into the queues. And if you're not at your table spot on seven, you miss your bowl of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, the first item in the menu of international cuisine.
Yes, well, you sound just the kind of person for us.
And every Thursday night, there's bloody cabaret in the bar, featuring some tiny emaciated dago with 9-inch hips, and some fat, bloated tarts with their airbrill cream down and a big ass presenting flamenco for foreigners. An adenoidal typist from Birmingham with flabby white legs and diarrhoea.
Yep.
Trying to pick up hairy, bandy-legged, what waiters call Manuel. And once a week, there's an excursion to the local Roman remains, where you can buy cherryade and melted ice cream and bleeding Watney's Red Barrel.
Will you be quiet?
And one night, they take you to a typical restaurant with local atmosphere and colour. And you sit next to a party of people from Rillu, keep singing, Malagena, Malagena.
Shut
your
face.
And get cornered by some drunken greengrocer from Luton.
Please,
with an Instamatic camera and Dr. Stone sandals and last Tuesday's Daily Express. And he drones on and on and on about how Ian Smith should be running this country and how many languages Enoch Powell can speak. And he throws up all over the Cuba Libras. Then sending tinted posters of places they don't realise they haven't even visited.
Please.
Wall at number 22, weather wonderful, food very greasy, but we haven't managed to find this tiny little place hidden away in the back
seat
between
bar
cheese, London and crisps. And he called this place maybe it's because I'm a Londoner. Then spending 4 days on the tarmac at Luton Airport on a 5-day package tour with nothing to eat but British Airways sandwiches. You can't even get a glass of Watney's Red Barrel because you're still in England and the bloody bar closed.
Hey, shut up!
And the kids are crying and vomiting and breaking the plastic ashtrays. And they keep telling you it'll only be another hour, but you know damn well you're still in Iceland. Has to come back to take a 5-year sweet for you to Slavia before it come back and load you up at 3 a.m. in the morning. And then you sit on the tarmac for 4 hours because of unforeseen difficulties, i.e. the permanent strike of air traffic control. And when you finally get to Malaga Airport, everybody's swallowing into Viaform tablets and queuing for the bloody toilets, queuing for the bloody armed customs officers and queuing for the bloody bus that isn't there waiting to take you to the hotel that hasn't yet been built. And when you finally get to the half-built Algerian ruin called the Hotel del Sol, by paying half your holiday money to a licensed bandit in a taxi, there's no water in the pool, there's no water in the taps, there's no water in the bog, and there's only a bleeding lizard in the bidet, and half the rooms are double booked, and you can't sleep anyway because the permanent 24-hour drilling of the foundations of the hotel next door, and you're plagued by appalling apprentice chemists from Ealing pretending to be hippies, and middle-class stockbroker's wives from Esher busily buying identical holiday villas in suburban development plots. Meanwhile, the Spanish National Tourist Board promises you the raging cholera epidemic is merely a mild outbreak, Spanish tummy. Rather like the previous outbreak in 1606, killed half Europe and decimated... Thank you.